Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Wilder the Better. For today's episode, I thought I would talk about rom-coms, but in a different light. So if you've seen or listened to a past episode where I talked about rom-coms with a special guest who is my sister, this one's a little different. I wanted to share something. I wrote a research paper for one of my classes where I researched rom-coms, and it's such a weird, fun topic. I'm used to research papers on, like, very serious topics of, like, I don't know, academic, like, actual papers that have, I don't know, topics that are a little more important, and not that rom-coms aren't, but it's definitely not a typical research paper. So I thought I would educate you all on some things that I found, so let's dive in. First off, I didn't know that rom-coms, like movie rom-coms, they have been around since like the 1920s, but there have been like written works, like books and poems and all of that, love notes, since like way before then. But I just thought that was interesting. 1920s, it seems kind of late, but I guess, I don't know, filming stuff didn't even happen for a bit. But even so, I thought that was interesting. I wonder like what, when plays and things like written work, like I guess Shakespeare and stuff, but like before Shakespeare, like when plays would have rom-com aspects of it. But I just thought that was curious. That was a little later than I thought. But usually, you know, rom-coms end in matrimony or the classic riding off in the sunset scene where you can imply that they end up together. But that has kind of skewed the way that people view love. And so one thing that I wanted to talk about was Hallmark and the Hallmark idealized life. Hallmark is very predictable. And if you aren't familiar with it, just know that it's predictable. There are Hallmark bingo cards out on the internet where you can like download them and like play bingo kind of along with watching a movie. And each square has like very, very predictable. There's someone from the big cities that needs to come home and claim a plot of land out in the farm areas. Or it's like, there's a mistletoe and the people need to kiss awkwardly or whatever. And like, we laugh at this, but in reality, a lot of people believe that there is a Hallmark like life out there for people. And this idea of Hallmark in this perfect world is so funny because people literally think like, wow, this like 20-something, 30-something year old girl who's from a small town and bakes found this love. And you're like, well, shoot, I'm 20 or 30 and I like to bake and I'm kind of from a small town. And it's so funny because people really think like that. And I think it stems from people being in the same age bracket as the most common viewer of rom-coms. And so I wanted to research that with my research paper. And I found that that was true, where a lot of times people who are the target demographic in age and all of that will very much put themselves in the story. But unfortunately, relationships are not as straightforward or predictable as Hallmark makes it seem. And even Hallmark, their drama is not drama that you would actually have in a relationship or conflict that you would have in a real relationship. Like, it's not common for there to be a issue of needing to paint a brick wall and you can't get the paint and the guy at the paint shop is being mean and he won't help. Like, that's just, it's not very common, right? And so people actually think that there is this Hallmark idealized life out there for them. And I think that that's so interesting because obviously watching Hallmark is so fun and it's like a comfort thing, but people actually think that there is this perfect storybook Hallmark life out there for them. And I think that that's so sad. And like, truthfully, we do laugh at the fact that Hallmark is so predictable. Like, they even reuse actors. Like, you'll notice, once, if you haven't noticed that, you'll notice it now, but they have repeat actors who just, well, you're good at acting, let's use you for this role too, it seems like they do. And so it's so funny that people actually believe that. It's outside of Hallmark channels, movies as well. It's rom-coms that are made in Hollywood and they're in the movie theaters and all that too. People still plug themselves into that and think that that lifestyle is something that could line up with theirs. And so, I don't know, that was one interesting part. But I also found that there are like like huge benefits to rom-coms and things because it provides like escapism. And that's something that's always intrigued me because, you know, you watch a movie to have fun, but oftentimes there's like a powerful healing ability through the genre. And I know that that sounds so silly and like weird, but it's true. Like understanding that there is unity and knowing that you're not alone, whether you face something in a relationship or whatever, maybe a breakup on TV is very similar to something you went through and you're like, well, shoot, that's awesome. I'm not the only person who suffered that way. And you just also get to leave your like current state momentarily while you get to enjoy kind of watching other people's lives. And so the space to process and kind of have that escapism is a huge part of rom-coms. And that's something that oftentimes the genre does not get enough credit for. A lot of times people are like, oh, rom-com, like that's just girly chick flick, like whatever. But there's actual like important aspects and super powerful healing abilities through the genre, which is so interesting because oftentimes, like I said, the genre does not get enough credit for that. But in reality, a lot of times, I mean, I don't think people really watch movies to like rom-coms to be like, I'm gonna be healed out of this, but I think it is like an added benefit. And so, I don't know, that was another interesting thing about my paper. But there's also like ways that we affect media through it. And media also affects us too, but fandoms and their power are like so crazy interesting to me, and it's so scary how powerful fans are, especially with rom-coms. Like, I mean, the more viewers that you give a movie, sometimes the more time that it's at the movie theater in the box office. And so that's very interesting. There's also like things with author popularity where like you don't get your author, if you're an author of a book, you don't get sequels or another successful book if you don't have a strong fan base. And maybe they do write books, but you're not really gonna get anywhere if you don't have that backing of fans. And so that's so interesting. But also, just in general, fans have the power to really kind of affect in a positive and negative way that this genre and other genres as well too produce things. And I can think of an example where pretty soon there's a book that's being made into a movie that they're shooting and filming now, and people have been saying, there's been like released images and like the cast list got leaked and Blake Lively is in it, and people are super upset about the fact that she's the lead because she just doesn't quite match the character in the way that the book describes her as. And so people are like going crazy. And it was mostly a couple months ago where people were really trying to change the fact that Blake Lively was the star. But I remember hearing that there were producers, and maybe this is not true, so take this with a grain of salt, but I remember hearing that producers were kind of pausing the filming, kind of considering what to do. But I'm pretty sure that Blake Lively will end up being in it. But I just think that that's crazy that even if they the producers didn't talk, fans really have a strong hold on things like casting and things like that, where if one actor or actress is very popular in the world, then they'll continue to make things and things of that sort. And so, I don't know, that's just so interesting. I think that there's a huge future for rom-coms and just the whole genre in general because it's happy, it's joyful. I think that this genre will be around for eternity because of its ability to just bring those strong emotions of happiness and joy. And I think that with like rom-com books and things, there's definitely a decrease in library visitors, but the libraries have done a great job at adjusting to the times, where you see that now there's like Libby, where you can actually use your library card to rent books online and audiobooks as well. And if you haven't heard of that before, you should definitely check it out. It's Libby, Libby, and it's just an app that you can download on your phone or a website you can visit on like a computer as well. But it's super nice because you can actually log in to your local library through that and get in line for books and request stuff as well, just like you would at a library. It's just online. And so that's super cool. And there's also Audible too, where you can listen to a whole bunch of different podcasts on there as well, but also audiobooks and things like that. So I definitely think that there is a huge future for this category of genre, and especially just for other genres in general. I think a lot of people think that it's kind of books are dying out and things like that. And maybe physical books are, however, there's still so many people who are reading and consuming media. I do think audiobooks has been a huge popular kind of upsurge recently, where people can listen to audiobooks while they go about their daily business, whether that's working, if you work a job where you can listen to something, that's really popular. Also just doing regular things, whether that's gardening, listening to an audiobook, or walking outside, going for a run, doing homework, whatever it may be, audiobooks are super popular because you can just listen to a book being read out to you while you do other things, and it's a great source for multitaskers as well. But there's definitely an increase in romantic comedy films coming out. There's always books coming out as well, and so I think the future for rom-coms is bright, and I just found it super interesting to research rom-coms in more of an academic sense, where I'm actually looking into it rather than just reading rom-coms for fun. And so I don't know, it was very interesting to write the research paper. I got to do a presentation, and I'm used to doing presentations, but more professional. And not that this one wasn't, it still was, but my slides were bright pink and I was wearing a bright pink outfit, and it was so fun to get to, I don't know, give a fun presentation, especially after doing like a kind of an intense research paper. It's reminded me of those like TikTok videos where it's like, tell me you're a comm major without telling me you're a comm major. And it's just like all my pink bright slides. Ugh, so fun. But anyway, it was a very interesting thing to research. And I never knew that I would learn so much, especially about escapism with that. So next time you pick up a rom-com, just know that it's not just about the fun, silly romance, but it can also provide healing and escape for people, which I just think is so interesting. So, yeah. I hope that you have a great week, and I will catch you next week with a new episode, and maybe read a rom-com or watch a rom-com if you feel like it this week. If you need recommendations, definitely feel free to DM me. But, yeah. Anyway, have a great week. Bye.